guys, welcome back to That Canadian Podcast. I'm your host and that Canadian, Sam. Okay, I know I've been on a hiatus for like, I don't know, what, six months? No, it can't be 6 months. I've been gone for a while, and I'm going to be completely honest with you. I haven't been too happy with the content I've been putting out. Well, actually, I've been second-guessing the content or the quality of the content I've been putting out. But I just won a contest. Well, not won the contest, but I won a prize in a contest by Rode. What was it called? My Rodecast or something like that. Anyway, I won a highly commended prize, and I am super flattered, and I'm taking that as a sign that maybe I should just get over my shit and do what I love without second guessing myself. So, long story long, here I am. I'm back in my office. I would say studio, but it's just set up like an office. And maybe someday you'll see my setup. I am actually thinking about doing YouTube videos as well, try and get some AdSense going. anyway, ever since I started this podcast, I wanted to do a segment or like, I want to say a series of episodes, but like not one after another. More like a sprinkling of content here and there throughout my regular content, if that makes sense. I don't know. Basically, I wanted to do episodes here and there about nursery rhymes and the story behind them. So I think as kids, we've all kind of sang the same nursery rhymes and had them all sung to us. But sometimes I found myself thinking about how messed up nursery rhymes actually are. You don't really give any thought to the words or the meanings behind the songs, but it is actually pretty messed up, and I would like to share that with you. And initially, back when I was doubting myself and the content I was making, I thought, you know, maybe I shouldn't be doing this kind of stuff. I don't know how well it'll be received, if anybody would be interested in it, blah, blah, blah. And then I was scrolling through TikTok and I found this woman named Mackenzie Barman, and she did a similar series and it was pretty well received. In fact, I really liked it too. And that made me think, you know what, if she can do it, I can do it too. And so because of her, I felt like I had the confidence to do the similar segment here. So that's what I'm doing. Now, this story will probably destroy or at the very least tarnish some of your childhood memories. And with this episode in particular, I feel like I need to give a trigger warning. Some of the content in this episode contains a discussion around sexual assault. So if for any of those reasons you don't want to listen or you won't be able to listen, that's totally fine. And I will catch you in the next week's episode. When you hear this nursery rhyme, what's the first thought that comes to your mind? Do you think about singing it with your friends when you were younger? For me, I think of the movie Shrek. Now, I can't remember how old I was when it first came out, but one of my absolute favorite quotes from the movie is when Lord Farquaad was interrogating the gingerbread man, Gingy. Oh my God, I used to have that, I think I used to have the whole movie memorized at one point, but that specific part just kills me. It literally lives in my head rent-free, and I am completely okay with that. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to go watch the movie, or you at least need to watch that clip on YouTube, because it's fantastic and you're missing out. Anyway, as you know, there are often two sides to every story, and this story is no exception. The full version that history would prefer you to remember is more light and cheerful and innocent. When I was doing my research, the first explanation I came across was basically saying that The Muffin Man was a song made into a game for kids to play. If you haven't heard of this theory, I'll just explain it really quickly. You probably played this game when you were in school, but basically, it's a singing game for kids. A bunch of kids sit in a circle. One kid would sing, "Do you know the Muffin Man?" The other kid would sing, "Yes, I know the Muffin Man." And then those two kids would say together, "We know the Muffin Man," or "The two of us know the Muffin Man." And then they would continue on and on with all the other kids in the room. A lot of people think that's the only story behind the song. In fact, a lot of people probably think that it's just an innocent nursery rhyme and don't give it any extra thought. For the people who do think about it, some of them think that the song is inspired by a baker in the UK who made muffins and lived on Drury Lane, which, you know, maybe, yeah. Yeah, maybe it's just that innocent. He sold muffins, other baked goods. You know, maybe they were just so fantastic they had to make a song about him. Who knows? But because I love weird and spooky and odd, scary things, I'm just going to focus on the darker version of the story. Based on what I found in my research, there's like a 99.999% chance this is in no way true. But that being said, it's creepy and entertaining, so I'm just going to tell you anyway. Between the years 1589 and 1598, there was an active serial killer called Frederick Thomas Linwood. There's a lot about Linwood's childhood and upbringing that nobody really knows about. We can really only make assumptions at this point. Some people say that he was beaten with a wooden spoon by his alcoholic father. Others say that the close family member sexually assaulted him in unimaginable ways. But as I said, nobody really knows what caused him to become a vicious serial killer. Frederick Linwood, aka the Muffin Man, aka the Drury Lane Dicer, is accused of allegedly killing up to 15 children, maybe more, and several rival pastry chefs during that 10-year span. I think it was 1589 to 1598 or 1599, something like that. Rumors say that he would tie a string to his fresh-baked muffins, put them in an alleyway, and then hide behind the corner, and when a child approaches the muffin, he would slowly pull the muffin towards him, causing the kid to chase the muffin, slowly getting closer and closer to Linwood so that way he could grab the kid, bring the kid back to his bakery in his house or whatever, and, well, nobody really knows what happened once he had the kids. And just like the origin of the Muffin Man song, there were, of course, many versions to the method of his murder. People say that he could have murdered them with a wooden spoon and then baked them into his baked goods. He could have poisoned them. He could have strangled them. Nobody knows. That's the point here, is nobody knows how he killed them. As I mentioned earlier, unfortunately, Linwood wasn't interested in taking the lives of just children. He was a baker. He owned a bakery. And it wasn't the only bakery in town, which meant that he had competition. And like any level-minded person who's faced with this kind of issue, they would try and figure out ways that they could make their business better. But that doesn't go for Frederick. He just decided to skip over all that stuff and just kill the competition. Literally. I was able to find a list of these rival chefs, and to be honest, it sounds a little... Okay, it sounds really fake. Not even a little bit. It does sound really fake. But for the sake of entertainment, I'm going to read it to you anyway. So according to the website on Wikipedia, which leads to the credibility of it not being credible. You get my point. According to on Wikipedia, the first victim was Chef Randall, who was drowned in brownie batter. The second victim was Chef William, who had been beaten to death. The third, Chef Carver, who was shot with a matchlock. The fourth was Chef George, whose head was beaten to a pulp with a rolling pin. The fifth, Chef David, who was cooked to a golden brown in the Muffin Man's oven. And the sixth was Chef Aaron, who was, and I quote, shaked and baked. I think now you can kind of see where I'm coming from in the not sounding believable direction. You know what I mean? Anyway, suspicion of his actions had spread through the town, but nothing could have ever been confirmed or proven until a victim escaped and shared their horrific story about the baker with the whole town. The victim claimed that Linwood would softly sing under his breath,
"Do you know the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man?"
Then he attacked his victim while singing,
"Now you know the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man."
After hearing the survivor's testimony, the local townspeople formed an angry mob, gathered around his bakery, which was also his house, dragged him out, beat him to death, and then burned the bakery house down. The house slash bakery. Whatever, they burned it down. The next day, once the flames had gone out, they buried his body face down in a shallow grave in the very spot in which his bakery once stood. The The land was abandoned for years, and although it was eventually sold and developed, his remains were never found. The last part to the story of the Drury Lane Dicer is not as well known. I personally think it's just as creepy as the actual killings done by Frederick Thomas Linwood. Ever since his murder, the land that he was buried on is said to have been cursed. People believe this because any building that has ever been built on or family that had lived on that land had undergone various tragedies. Whether it was mass murders, people going missing, buildings being burned down, or whatever, the subsequent death and destruction to the owners of that property or the property itself could almost always be guaranteed. Some London locals believe that on the anniversary of his death, his soul is awakened and walks the earth for 24 hours. And during this time, he hunts down and murders the ancestors of the people who took his life and burned down his home and business many years ago. Apparently, his victims' ghosts would try to warn these ancestors on the night of their death by singing the song of the Muffin Man. But these warnings were often too late, and nothing could have saved those people from the wrath of the Muffin Man. And that, my friends, is the probably not so true origin story of the Muffin Man. What do you think? Do you think the story was true? Do you think any part of the story is true? Maybe not the whole story altogether. What do you think? Was the Muffin Man a sadistic killer who still haunts the family members of the people who murdered him? Is it just an innocent nursery rhyme made up for kids? Go to thatcanadianpodcast.ca or Instagram at thatcanadianpodcast and tell me what your thoughts are in the comments. Thank you guys so much for listening today. This has been That Canadian Podcast. I am That Canadian. And stay safe out there.